Time now to consult our master of morality. Randy Cohen writes the Ethicist column in the New York Times Magazine, and every other Sunday he stops into our studios to keep us on the straight and narrow. Hello, Randy.
Hi, John.
Nice to have you here again. We have a letter today from a listener who wants to be known only as Bob from Michigan, and he writes, I work as a radio news reporter and anchor. I enjoy my job, but also have a deep social conscience and give time and money to social causes, political action groups, and presidential campaigns. The question is, can a member of the media take part in such causes and still give the news in an objective manner? What's the ethical view on what media professionals can do in their private political lives? Randy, this is a very relevant question in this election year. What do you think?
Well, the ethics code of the New York Times forbids me to do much of what Bob from Michigan is doing. I'm not allowed to speak at any political event. I was not permitted to attend the big anti-Iraq war demonstration last year. And I know there are some editors, not at the Times, but I've heard of an editor, the rumor is, at the Washington Post, who believes it's corrupting for a reporter even to vote. I myself think that's wildly overreaching, that not voting doesn't mean you don't favor a candidate. It just means you don't express it, and that to decline to express a view doesn't mean you don't have one. You know, John, an opinion is not a bias. Everyone has opinions. If you don't have views on the big issues of the day, I don't think you're objective. I think you're a doofus. There's a more, in my view, a more reasonable position, and it's the more common one in the ethics codes at many newspapers. It says that you can't cover an event that you participate in, so that if you write about the auto industry, you couldn't join a rally of striking auto workers. But if you're a sports reporter, then you could go to the auto workers rally. So if Bob is covering politics in any way, he shouldn't be participating in politics. But if he's the movie reviewer at his radio station, then he can contribute to political events all he wants.
Mm-hmm. And we have Bob on the line right now. Bob, what do you think of Randy's advice?
I think it's pretty good. The way I kind of summed it up is that I sort of see my job, and I see the jobs of most people who are in the media, as performing a skill. And we know how to cover a story, and we get the facts, and we cover it very correctly and flatly, I would say. And even if, say, I had a religious or a moral bias against a certain group, but I still had to cover that group and I might find them morally repugnant, I would still have to report the story straight ahead without any of my personal opinion in the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. Are you a political reporter?
I'm a general reporter. I report on all kinds of topics, anything from what the local kids groups do in school board meetings, all the way up to national
politics?
Yes.
But, Randy, aren't you saying that what Bob has done, that is give time and money to social causes, political action groups, and presidential campaigns, might be something that...
You're saying he shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, that's right, I am. I'm taking a much tougher line than Bob. If, for instance, you donated money to, hypothetically, the Kucinich campaign, and you were working on the Kucinich campaign, you can't cover the Kucinich campaign. You can't cover any event you're participating in. It's not an insult to you. I don't impugn your skills. But such relationships have too much of a tendency to bias any of us. I'm not saying you shouldn't have opinions. We all have opinions. But you can't cover an event you're participating in.
Bob, how have you dealt with this in the past? Have you covered candidates, for instance, that you oppose politically, who's you've given money to their opponents?
Yeah,
you have.
I have covered all angles of the campaign, which as part of the reason why I brought this up, because I wasn't completely clear, mm-hmm. was because I thought you could give me some insight into this, because I wasn't exactly.
Are you convinced by Randy's argument that you shouldn't be doing this?
Well, I'm not doing it now. I mean, it makes complete sense at this point.
Randy, any other comment?
Yeah, just a little. I believe that the ethics code of the New York Times is overreaching. It's not irrational. These are subjects about which honorable people differ. The idea, I should say, to defend the Times just a bit, is the idea behind their code is that it's important that no one who works for the paper gives the impression of bias, that although my column is about ethics, not about politics, were I to participate in political events, no matter how you slice it, if someone recognizes me, something, by the way, that's never, ever happened, not once, but if someone does, I am seen as a representative of the Times, and it suggests somehow that the Times is biased, and I respect there's institutional credibility, too.
On the other hand, just because you don't participate publicly doesn't protect you from being unfair and biased.
There's much in what you say, John, that, mm-hmm. that to keep your ideas to yourself doesn't mean you don't have them.
Right.
There's another way to approach these questions is whenever you're in doubt, disclose to your readers, disclose to your listeners. You know, you say, well, I'm a Kucinich supporter, but I think Lieberman has much to, you know, this and this and this.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much, Bob, for bringing up this issue. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And sorry about getting you fired.
I doubt that'll happen.
If you've got a thorny ethical dilemma and you need expert assistance, drop a line to us at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please be sure to include a phone number so we can reach you. Randy, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, John.
And that's All Things Considered for Sunday, March 7th. We say a word of thanks this evening to our engineer, Jerry Tennant, who is moving on to a new assignment. We've come to rely on him as our backup producer, director, and editor. Thanks, Jerry. I'm John Idstey, and thank you for joining us.